You know, there's this very specific kind of adrenaline spike that I think every homeowner, every single one knows. It's so visceral. It's always late, maybe 2 in the morning, the house is dead silent. You go to the kitchen for a glass of water, barefoot, and then just at the edge of your vision,
Siskuddle.
the scuttle, exactly. Or maybe it's not a visual, it's a sound. You're sitting there reading and you hear this little
And
scratch.
you realize it's not the tree finch on the window.
No, it's coming from inside the wall.
And that is the exact moment the sanctuary of your home just stops feeling like a sanctuary. It
Right.
feels more like an ecosystem.
It feels like a violation. And the first reaction is always, panic. Then a frantic trip to the hardware store for the biggest, meanest looking can of spray you can
It's a
find.
spray and pray approach.
Right. But today, based on the material we have, we're doing a deep dive into a company that basically says that whole reaction is, well, it's the absolute wrong move.
Completely. In fact, doing that can sometimes make the problem a lot worse.
We are looking at AA Aero Exterminators. They're a pest control service based in Ithaca, New York. And, on the surface, this looks like a pretty standard local business profile.
It does.
But when you actually get into their material, their history, how they operate, it becomes this masterclass in the difference between just killing a bug and actually managing an environment.
That is the key distinction. We've got their service overview, their history, which is over 40 years, by the way, and
Yeah.
their whole philosophy. And what just jumps off the page is that this isn't some guy with a truck who just shows up and fogs your house.
No.
This is where, like, trade skills really collide with academic science.
So let's start there with the academic piece. Because, usually when I'm looking for an exterminator, I'm just thinking about experience. Have they done this 1,000
Or
times?
circumstantial experience.
And AA Aero has that over 40 years. But there's a name here in the notes that just changes the whole game. Del Grover.
The founder, yeah.
And his background isn't just, I've seen a lot of bugs. The source specifically says he worked with Cornell University's Department of Entomology.
Which is a huge deal. I mean, if you're not in the science world, you might not get it, but Cornell isn't just a good school for this stuff, agriculture, biology, it's a global heavyweight.
And entomology, what exactly is that? It's more than just bug watching,
Oh,
right?
way more. It's the scientific study of insects, their life cycles, their biology, how they behave, their whole ecology.
So when the source says he has a background in identifying species, we're not talking about pointing and saying, yep, that's an ant.
Not at all. And this is really the first big aha moment in our deep dive today. Identification is the single most critical step. If you get the ID wrong, the whole treatment can fail.
Okay, break that down for me. Because to most people, an ant is an ant. Why does it matter if I know the Latin name for it?
It matters because of their biology. So let's take a common scenario. You see ants in your kitchen. Your instinct is to grab a repellent spray and just soak the line of ants you see.
My exact instinct, yes.
Right. Now, if those are, say, pavement ants, you might kill a few and scare the rest off for a bit. But what if they're Faroe ants?
I'm guessing Faroe ants are different.
Very different. Faroe ants have this biological defense mechanism called budding. When the colony feels a threat, like a big chemical attack, the queens don't just die, they split the colony.
They do what?
They split. They'll take groups of workers and eggs and scatter to new, safe locations throughout your house.
Wait a minute. So by spraying them, you're actually telling them to multiply and spread out.
You are turning one problem into three or four separate problems. You've just made the infestation exponentially worse.
That is a complete nightmare.
And that's why the Cornell background is so important. The source keeps emphasizing proper elimination based on that identification. It's the difference between using a sledgehammer and using a surgeon's scalpel. You have to know what you're fighting.
It seems like that scientific approach really informs everything they do. They're locally owned, locally operated, but driven by this almost academic mindset.
And don't forget the value of that local part. We're talking about the Finger Lakes region. The pest cycles in central New York are unique.
How so? Is a bug in New York that different from a bug in like Georgia?
The bug itself might be the same species, but its behavior is driven by the environment. In Florida, pest pressure is constant. It's warm all the time. But in Ithaca, you have these deep, hard freezes in the winter. You have wet, muddy springs.
So a company with 40 years of local experience has a kind of mental calendar.
Exactly. They know the rhythm. They know that in late October, when the temperature drops, the field mice start looking for warm foundations. They know that in May, the carpenter ants are waking up and hunting for moisture damage.
It's like a farmer's almanac for bugs.
Precisely. You just can't get that from a textbook. You have to live through 40 Tompkins County winters to know exactly where those mice try to get in.
Speaking of the invaders, let's look at the roster. The source lists a pretty impressive lineup of what they deal with.
It's a full spectrum, really. They don't seem to shy away from anything.
I'm looking at it here. Bees, flies, wasps, fleas, then the really scary ones. Termites, carpenter ants, cockroaches. And then you get into wildlife. Mice, rats, and even bats.
If we break that list down, you're looking at three different kinds of threats. First, you have your structural destroyers.
The termites and carpenter ants, the ones that eat your house.
Right. And again, identification matters. Termites actually eat the wood. Carpenter ants just excavate it to build nests. But the end result is the same. Your home loses its integrity. Those are the pests that really hurt your wallet.
Then you've got the second group, the health vectors.
The cockroaches, fleas, rodents. They're called vectors because they carry diseases, pathogens. Roaches can trigger asthma. Mice carry hantavirus. This isn't just an ick factor. It's a real sanitation problem.
And the last group, I'm guessing, are the nuisance pests, the flies and spiders.
The ones that just ruin your peace of mind.
Good.
I want to go back to the wildlife part because there was a phrase in the source material that really stood out.
Let me guess. Humane wildlife solutions.
That's the one. Humane wildlife solutions.
That seems like a tough balancing act. I mean, if there's a rat in my kitchen, I'm not really thinking about its well-being. I just want it gone.
True. But when you're talking about animals like bats or even squirrels, the rules change, legally and ethically. Bats, for example, are incredibly important for the ecosystem. They eat thousands of mosquitoes. In many places, it's illegal to kill them.
So what do you do? If you can't kill them, but you can't have them living in your attic, what's the move?
Exclusion. You use exclusion. You install these things called one-way doors.
Yeah.
The bat can fly out at night to hunt, like it always does.
Yeah.
But when it comes back, it can't get back in.
Oh, wow. So they just have to find a new place to live.
And move on to a new roost. It's effective. And it aligns with what the source says about keeping the property safe without unnecessary cruelty. It's a much more sophisticated way to think about it.
And that leads right into their whole strategy, right? It feels like they aren't just selling extermination. They're selling, I don't know, home integrity.
That's a great way to put it.
This was the part that really got me excited as a homeowner. The source talks about a wildlife secure and rodent secure service, but then it lists specific construction terms. It says they do things like fixing soffit.
That one little detail tells you everything.
Okay, for anyone listening who isn't a DIY expert, can you unpack soffit? What are we talking about?
Sure. A soffit is basically the material on the underside of your roof's overhang. It connects the edge of the roof to the side of your house. It usually has vents in it.
Got it. The underside of the eaves.
And the problem is raccoons, squirrels, they can chew right through those soffits. Once they're in there, they have a private highway directly into your attic.
And a normal exterminator isn't going to fix that. They'll just put some bait down and tell you to call a carpenter.
Exactly. They treat the symptom, the current rat. But the source material for AA Aero specifically says they focus on blocking access points, installing rodent barriers, and fixing soffit.
Yeah.
They're blurring the line between pest control and handyman.
They're actually closing the castle gates.
It's called exclusion. And it's the only permanent fix. You could trap mice all day long, but if you have a hole the size of a dime in your foundation, new mice are just going to follow the warmth and smell of food right back in.
A dime? A hole that small? Seriously?
A mouse's skeleton can collapse. If its skull fits through, the whole body can follow. So when they talk about a specific plan for your property, it means a technician is probably crawling around your foundation looking for those tiny gaps.
That specific plan part makes sense, too, because the Finger Lakes area has such a mix of architecture.
Oh, it's so diverse. You've got these beautiful old farmhouses in Trumansburg.
With stone foundations from the 1800s.
Which are basically sieves for rodents. I mean, those old field stone foundations are full of gaps.
And then you have brand new construction in Lansing or dense student housing in Ithaca, which is, well, that's its own challenge.
A total paradise for roaches. High turnover, shared walls.
Yeah. So a cookie-cutter solution would never work there.
No. The ender points, the humidity, the surrounding environment, it's all different. And they cover it all. Ithaca, Trumansburg, Dryden, Groton, Lansing, Newfield, Caroline. That's a huge mix of urban and rural.
Let's talk about the service itself. The geography is wide, but the availability is also kind of shocking. The source says, available 7 days a week.
That is a massive commitment. For a small, local business. You usually only see that from the big national chains.
Why do you think they do that? Is it just being nice?
I think it's psychology. Remember how we started this conversation? That feeling of panic at 2 in the morning? If you call a place on Saturday and get a voicemail that says, "We'll call you Monday," you're not waiting.
No way! I am not spending a weekend knowing there's a rat in my house.
Exactly. Pest control is an emergency service. It's like a burst pipe. When it happens, you need it fixed now. Being available 7 days a week shows they understand the emotional urgency of it all.
It definitely adds to that local hero feel. But there was another part of the service description I liked. It says the technicians are certified, insured, and trained, which, okay, you expect that.
Standard stuff.
But then it adds, they have a willingness to listen and educate you on the process and prevention.
That's the teach a man to fish philosophy of pest control.
Why is that so important? I mean, can't I just pay them to make the problem go away? Do I really need to know the science?
You don't need to know the science, no. But you do need to understand how you might be contributing to the problem. Because the homeowner is almost always part of the equation.
Ouch. Okay. I feel a little called out.
I mean, look, a technician can come in and use the best products on the market. But if you keep leaving dirty dishes in the sink, or if you have a tree branch touching your roof that's acting like a superhighway for ants,
the bugs are just going to come back.
They're going to come back. So that technician needs to be able to say, "Hey, I've treated the nest, but you really need to trim that tree branch." Or you have a wood pile stacked right against your foundation. You're basically setting out a buffet for termites. Have to be a partnership.
And I guess that connects to the safety part, too. The source mentions a safety and environmental focus. A lot of people worry that effective just means toxic.
That's the old way of thinking. Decades ago, yeah, it was all about volume. How much chemical can we pump into a space? But now, thanks to research from places like Cornell, it's about integrated pest management, or IPM.
How does that work? IPM.
It's about using the pest's own biology against it. So instead of a nerve agent that kills adult fleas, you use a growth regulator that prevents them from ever reproducing. Or you use baits that roaches carry back to the nest, poisoning the entire colony from within.
So it's smarter, not just stronger.
Exactly. You use far less chemical, it's safer for your family and your pets, but it's actually more devastating to the pests. And you need that training and certification to use those products correctly.
So let's bring this all together. We have the history, 40 years, the science from Cornell, the strategy, focusing on exclusion and education. It really paints a picture of a company that's, well, it's evolved way beyond the old stereotype of the bug guy.
It really has. They're positioned more as environmental managers for your home. They're not just killing things. They're restoring the balance and securing the building.
Okay, for the practical side. If someone listening lives in the Finger Lakes region and is maybe hearing a suspicious noise right now, how do they actually get in touch with Dex Arrow?
They've made it pretty easy. And I love that they used the founder's name in the phone number. It shows some personality.
I saw that. The number is 607-272-3355. But the little mnemonic they give is 607-272-DEL. D-E-L-L.
Del Grover, the founder. It's a great touch. Makes it easy to remember when you're in a panic.
And of course, there's an email. arrowexterminators@gmail.com. That's A-A-A-Arrow.
And their promise of 7 days a week availability suggests they have a system to get back to you pretty quickly.
They also list a physical address, 411 Lynn Street in Ithaca.
Which really anchors them in the community. They aren't some faceless corporation. They're your neighbors dealing with the same weather, the same pests.
So as we wrap this up, what's the big takeaway for you? What's the lesson here, even for someone who doesn't have a pest problem at this very second?
I think the lesson is about respecting the complexity of the problem. We think of pests as simple annoyances. Just bugs. But they are incredibly complex organisms that have spent millions of years evolving to survive, specifically to survive in our spaces.
They're experts at what they do.
They are survival experts. So if you're going to go up against millions of years of evolution, you need more than a can of spray. You need knowledge. You need someone who gets the species, the construction of your house, and the chemistry of the solution.
It's the difference between fighting hard and fighting smart.
And I think... Leaving our listeners with one final thought. The next time you see a bug, ask yourself, do you want someone who just has a spray can or someone who understands that specific species well enough to know whether spraying it will make your problem better or a whole lot worse?
That's a powerful question. And I think we learned today you also want someone who knows how to fix the soffit.
Always fix the soffit. That's the real takeaway. Stop them before they even get in.